Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 7.
And this is the Torah of the guilt offering. It is most Kodesh. The guilt offering is slaughtered in the place where they slaughter the burnt offering, and its blood is sprinkled on the altar all around. Then he brings from it all its fat, the fat tail and the fat that covers the entrails, and the two kidneys and the fat that is on them by the loins, and the appendage on the liver, which he removes with the kidneys. And the Kohen shall burn them on the altar as an offering made by fire to Yahuwah. It is a guilt offering. Every male among the Kohanim eats it. It is eaten in the Kodesh place. It is most Kodesh. The guilt offering is like the sin offering. There is one Torah for them both. The Kohen who makes atonement with it, it is his. And the Kohen who brings anyone's burnt offering, the skin of the burnt offering which he has brought is the Kohen's, it is his. And every grain offering that is baked in the oven and all that is prepared in the stewing pot or on a griddle is the Kohen's who brings it, it is his. And every grain offering mixed with oil or dry is for all the sons of Aharon, for all alike. And this is the Torah of the slaughtering of peace offerings which is brought to Yahuwah. If he brings it for a thanksgiving, then he shall bring with the slaughtering of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mixed with oil, and unleavened thin cakes anointed with oil, or cakes of finely blended flour mixed with oil. Besides the cakes, he brings as his offering leavened bread together with the slaughtering of thanksgiving of his peace offering. And from it he shall bring one cake from each offering as a contribution to Yahuwah. To the Kohen who sprinkles the blood of the peace offering, it is his. As for the flesh of the slaughtering of his peace offering for thanksgiving, it is eaten the same day it is offered. He does not leave any of it until morning. And if the offering he brings is a vow or a voluntary offering, it is eaten the same day that he brings his slaughtering, and what is left of it is eaten the next day. But whatever is left of the flesh of the slaughtering on the third day is burned with fire. However, if any of the flesh of his peace offering is eaten at all on the third day, it is not accepted. It is not reckoned to him who brings it. It is unclean to him. And the being who eats of it bears his wickedness. And the flesh that touches that which is unclean is not eaten. It is burned with fire. And as for the clean flesh, all who are clean eat of it. But the being who eats the flesh of the peace offering that belongs to Yahuwah while he is unclean, that being shall be cut off from his people. And when a being who touches that which is unclean, of the uncleanness of man, or of the uncleanness of beast, or of any unclean swarming creature, and shall eat the flesh of the peace offering that belongs to Yahuwah, that being shall be cut off from his people.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to the children of Israel, saying, Do not eat any fat of bull or sheep or goat, and the fat of a dead body, and the fat of what is torn is used for any purpose, but you do not eat it at all. For whoever eats the fat of the beast of which men bring as an offering made by fire to Yahuwah, even the being who eats it shall be cut off from his people. And do not eat any blood in any of your dwellings of bird or of beast. Any being who eats any blood, even that being shall be cut off from his people.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to the children of Israel, saying, He who brings his peace offering to Yahuwah brings his offering to Yahuwah from the slaughtering of his peace offering. With his own hands, he brings the offerings made by fire to Yahuwah. He brings the fat with the breast to be waved as a wave offering before Yahuwah. And the Kohen shall burn the fat on the altar, but the breast shall be Aharon's and his sons. And the right thigh you give to the Kohen as a contribution from your peace offerings. He among the sons of Aharon who brings the blood of the peace offering and the fat, the right thigh is his for a portion. For the breast of the wave offering and the thigh of the contribution I have taken from the children of Israel, from their peace offerings, and I give them to Aharon the Kohen and to his sons, as a law forever from the children of Israel.
This is the anointed portion for Aharon, and the anointed portion for his sons, from the offerings made by fire to Yahuwah, on the day when Moshe presented them to serve as Kohanim to Yahuwah, which Yahuwah commanded to be given to them by the children of Israel, on the day that he had anointed them, a law forever throughout their generations. This is the Torah of the burnt offering, of the grain offering, and of the sin offering, and of the guilt offering, and of the ordinations, and of the peace offering, which Yahuwah commanded Moshe on Mount Sinai, on the day when he commanded the children of Israel to bring their offerings to Yahuwah in the wilderness of Sinai.